for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what is going on?
It's Monday, and we're back with the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Number 662.
That's right. We got Dave in the studio with us today.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Death Metal Dave. We talked about pain clinic a bit.
Yep, and Barbara Walters.
Ooh, yeah. And a religious snake handler who died from a snake bite.
I know.
Believe that.
I don't.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace out.
Yeah, there it is. That's like, that's busting a nut in dubstep.
Fuck so hard my fucking headphones fell off.
That's busting a nut in, dubstep.
Is this dubstep?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I think it is.
Step a double time.
Yeah. I need.
It's a laser chainsaw. Sam scratches laser chainsaw.
All right, after this, we're going to see if Dave can name this tune.
What is it?
Name this tune?
Not this one. This is just some dubstep.
Do I get notes or do I get like a full?
Oh, you get a couple notes at least.
I can name that song in five notes.
Five
notes. Oh yeah, I know that one.
It's a game show. It is.
Welcome to Match Game 76.
That's right.
With your host Gene Rayburn.
And the guy with the glasses.
Charles Nelson.
Right. Yeah. Jim J. Bullock. Fanny Flagg.
Brooke Summers. And Richard Dawson.
Oh, yeah. He wants to kiss everybody, dude.
And Marsha Wallace. Remember Marsha Wallace?
Yeah.
She was gross.
I'll take Charles and Austin Riley for the middle square.
You better start. You better start this show.
We haven't yet.
You got any requests for intro music?
There's that Zoloft Ween song. You got that on there?
I could probably find it. I didn't even know it existed.
It's the first song off of... Well, not the first song, second song. Of a Quebec.
I have that. You burned me all of their stuff.
Yeah.
It was Ween or Weezer?
Ween.
Who did destroy my sweater?
Weezer.
Weezer.
Ween was spinal meningitis. Pushing up the daisies and watch them fall down.
Yeah. Give me that D. O-L-O-F-T.
Dave had a bad experience with Zoloft.
Is this what it feels like when you're on Zoloft?
When you can't afford to get your prescription filled.
Here's 3 weeks of free samples. What, you don't have insurance? Suicidal thoughts may occur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, they will.
Welcome to the show. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, and we're back. We're back. Yeah. We're back. Finally.
Right.
We've had illnesses and weather, acts of God, acts of dog, and acts of cats.
You guys had a freaking snowstorm.
Dude, we had a foot of snow. You're from Reno. You have snow there sometimes, right?
Sometimes, close, but not like a foot.
No?
Not like a foot.
You got to go to Lake Tahoe for the snow,
yeah.
Right? How far is that from Reno?
Up 40 minutes up the hill, up Mount Rose Highway.
It's like driving to Salem for us. All right,
you know, if God did exist.
Oh, it's getting deep already.
I know. Did if God did exist, doesn't he make atheists?
He makes everybody. Yeah. Whoever he is.
He
we were talking on the way over about some pretty deep
paradox.
Subjects. It is. It's paradigmical. But it's Monday. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a special guest. Probably all week he's hanging with us. Dave Forsythe, Death Metal Dave, clear from Reno.
What is up?
Hey, it's all the hype about.
Hi, Hans. It's Death Metal Dave.
Hans!
He's our number one listener.
Right. I just got the word that, like, Lance was right next door.
Yeah, he used to come on the podcast, too, but he's been working a lot of hours lately. They've been giving him mandatory overtime.
Right.
Dude, that sucks. They, like, work 4-10s from Monday through Thursday, and then, like, you got to come in Saturday or Sunday sometimes just for an extra 10 hours for fun. Right. And he goes, I'm not like the young bucks that I work with. We're all grown-ups now, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah.
We're grown-up.
Which
equals old.
Right.
So,
but the one thing I'm stoked about is the victim of Total Decay news.
Yes.
You guys are...
The show got canceled also because of Act of God.
Because
God is a dick. That's going to be our new CD.
But I couldn't... I was coming on that.
You were coming all over the place.
I didn't make it.
You couldn't come, and that's why the show was canceled.
Right. I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
We knew that you had ran out of Zoloft.
I had a flight, but it wasn't for that day.
Oh. And you just watched the Denzel Washington movie, and you were like, freak the fuck out. I know the guy's fucking drunk and smoking coke, whatever you do with it.
Whatever you do.
But yeah, we were talking on the way over, though, about Zoloft, and that's why Gatch requested this song by Ween. Dave... Got some Zoloft, and then he ran out, and you didn't feel very good, did you?
No, I couldn't afford the prescription.
Okay.
To get it filled. I got the doctor visit thing from the cupboard. He's like, hey, these are samples that they give you. And so he gave me those. This was a couple years back, and then when the prescription ran out and I went down to get it refilled, it was way out of my price.
$385 million, I think.
So, yeah. So then I'm like, well, you know, I'm not really into pills anyway, but then... All of a sudden, like, I'm no big deal. They were little tiny things. They were a speck. But
were they purple?
Yeah. It was the first time I really thought about...
Like, are they purple?
No, they're not purple pills.
That's Nexium.
Is that what that is?
The little purple pill.
What's little yellow
What was
different?
The other one?
What's the little yellow different pill?
It was Zoloft. And what else did we have coming over here?
What did we have?
We had another pill. It was Zoloft and something else that made you... You really had to get through your life and get
Chantix?
Chantix.
Yeah.
Chantix.
It's to help you quit smoking.
Once you quit
if
smoking.
If you don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
But the side effects do include suicide.
Increased suicidal thoughts. So I think you have to have them first.
Right.
Because someone pointed out that some side effects could be excessive drooling. And I was just wondering if there is anything besides excessive drooling. Because if you're drooling at all. That's pretty excessive, right?
Yeah,
you're not normally
true.
Supposed to. I mean, that was a point from Leon Joshua last night at the comedy show. But I think she had a good point. Any drooling is pretty excessive.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have saliva falling out of your mouth. Like you said, you saw the walking dude today, and he had a little bit of a saliva deposit in his beard.
I still hugged him.
Yeah, well, you got to hug.
I did. I like the guy. He never has done me wrong. He just has been his own character.
That's right. And he's my daughter's uncle.
Right.
So you better hug his ass.
Right. I guess that's true, too. I never really remembered that.
If you had a monkey, would it be your monkey's uncle?
Yeah. I used to call her my little monkey.
Yeah?
My little monkey. Now she has a little monkey of her own. Right. Monkey see, monkey do. That's right.
Awesome.
That is. I was just thinking about that today, posting something about on Facebook about seeing my grandson. I said, fuck that. I ain't posting that. That just makes me look really old. I'm a grandpa? I thought you were like a young hip dude that does comedy.
Don't go there. Don't go
there. I'm old and hip.
Don't go there.
I'm old and my hip is a little fucked up. Because that's a hipster for old people. Someone who's had a hip replacement surgery. Like, yeah, hipster. Yeah, you can move that over to her.
No, I'm going to take over right now.
Because when you look at me to talk, then you turn away from the mic. There you go. We had a technical difficulty. Gatch fucking turned into Sasquatch.
Yep. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. The ghost of Sasquatch attacked our fucking boom mic stand, and he just...
I know.
He tried to
adjust. Ripped it off. I didn't... I just took the top of it and just ripped it right off.
Wait. Let me adjust mic stand. Oh, me broke mic stand.
I was like, did you break it? Yeah, we broke it.
That's the kind of excitement Dave brings to the show, though.
He's like, oh, Dave's here. Snap. Oh, you're going to have to use the straight one.
Let me get all metal real quick and break something.
Right.
Can I comment on your footwear?
These, you know what they are?
Look at mine. No, I don't, but they're a little hipper than mine.
These are leather Chuck Taylor Converse.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking do they have hipsters in Reno? Are you a hipster?
We're going to get all sorts of letters from
people. I probably am, but you know what? I spent such a long time on the other side of hipster that now it's different for me.
See, but to be a hipster, you have to like things ironically, which is weird to me because that means you don't really like it, or you like it because other people don't. What is the
You like it because it's It's funny in a weird sense of humor way to like it, even though you...
It's ironic.
You know, yeah.
So I like things because I really like them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I have an irony deficiency, I found out at the doctor's.
It's like my vest. People sometimes say,
you're branded,
you only
dude.
Wear that because, you know what I mean, whatever. Because
you're going to a metal show?
Or something. I'm like, dude, I've been listening to metal for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't usually wear my, what do you call it? Battle jacket?
Battle vest.
Battle vest. I usually don't wear my battle vest unless I'm going to a fucking metal show. But every once in a while, I'm thinking about starting to wear it to my comedy. Because right. I am metal, and I love metal, and right. I've always loved metal. I incorporate metal into my set a little bit, talk about music. Got a compliment on my Aussie bit. I have an Aussie bit. Which is,
your hair's gotten no less metal over
I
the
know.
Years.
And he called me out on being gray today.
But oh, yeah. still.
He saw me, metal, dude, you got gray. You're
metal.
I know, I look like yeah. Manny. I look like Manny from Jackass. And then he showed me his, and I said, oh, I'd rather be gray.
All right.
I put a picture of Dave on right, the fucking website before we get done with these episodes this week, because he's looking pretty fine. Dapper. Dapper Dave.
Did you watch the Olympics at all?
Yes, I did.
No, I did
really?
Not.
Yeah.
Did you hear we lost the loser keeps Bieber match, hockey match?
Yeah.
USA
yeah,
versus Canada was loser keeps Bieber, and we lost. And we
was
lost.
It women's? I heard that women's hockey is the most badass fucking shit ever. Is that true?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie.
I don't know. I know there's some superstar from the USA women's hockey team.
I'm boycotting the entire Sochi Olympics because I found out that Putin and those guys think that there's no gay people in Russia. They want us to keep our homosexuals away from their children. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. He lives on an island,
what
dude.
What the fuck?
He lives on an island in his own
there,
mind.
There's no gay Russians?
Right. Yeah. There's gays everywhere.
I don't know if you... What's that one guy's name from the Kids in the Hall? That was...
Not Bailey.
Gay.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think. Was it not Anthony Michael Hall?
No. No, from the Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, I know, but I get him confused with that guy.
Thompson. Was it Scott Thompson?
Okay.
He was on the Colbert Show, and he went over there to Sochi and went to their gay nightclub.
Right.
Dude, I am openly stoned right now.
He's coming out of the closet.
And
we smoked a doobie.
He went
a bowl
to the protest zone, too, that was like 40 miles away from the Olympics, and then he got yelled at for yelling, I want a drink. He had a martini in a glass. He was going to protest, so he started yelling, I want a drink. I want a drink. And people came down on him for yelling. Dude, at the protest zone.
Don't yell at protests. No dick sucking over there if you're a man. No masturbation either.
As a people, we'll be openly something. Whether you like it or not, everybody's going to be openly something.
Oh, yeah. And check this out. I want to share with the listeners. I already told Dave, I want to tell you, we did a comedy show at Bleepin' Funny. We always do it once a month there. So this lady, calling her out, Kate Parker.
Kate,
hope you're listening. So she approached me before the show when she found out I was hosting, and she said, are you going to be doing a set tonight? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to introduce, and you're the first one. She's like, well, and this is her first sentence to me. She says, I don't know how to approach this or if there's a solution. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to say? My husband suffers from PTSD, and it really freaks him out when you do that leg trick thing. And I was just wondering if you wouldn't do the leg trick. So, can you believe that? I know Dustin, he's on his phone right now.
I know, but,
I hear you.
Okay.
I was thinking to myself. Some guy had a problem with you doing your leg trick because he has PTSD.
So I pulled my thing out of my pocket and I said, well, lucky for you, lady, I don't even have that on my list tonight. So I guess, you know, you got lucky. And I go, sorry if I offended your husband. She goes, oh, don't be sorry. It's him, not you. So she was all sensitive at first and then all insensitive, I thought, when she said, oh, no, it's him, not you.
Well,
so I told my wife that and she like, took a little bit more of offense than I did, and she said I should do it out of spite.
Does laughing make it seem like the chopper's coming? No.
And then she did a joke about living in Texas and how big the cockroaches are and how she went to put her pantyhose on one day and there was a big old huge cockroach right in the crotch of her pantyhose. And Dana said, that really offended me. I don't like...
That was horrible.
I had a bad situation one time and it really fucking set in with me, cockroaches in my pantyhose. PTSD.
That is weird.
But yeah, so that was kind of weird. No one has ever approached me post or pre-show and saying, I know you're shit. This freaks people out. Don't do it.
Right.
So
my My husband might freak out if people are laughing because...
But then I had forgot, and I started talking about my wedding anniversary and how I got my wife a six-paper joint for the first-year anniversary because the paper is the traditionary, whatever. Traditionary, that's not even a word. And 5 years is wood. And then I'll give my wife wood for anniversary, but it's not what you think. I gave her my old leg. But yeah. That joke didn't really work because I didn't get to do my leg trick before, but...
Yeah.
Hope that didn't freak him out. I do have an artificial leg, and he's like...
Maybe.
You have an artificial leg? Oh, my God.
Some people might just have a fear of artificial limbs.
And never let him stop doing the leg trick. Always do it.
Oh, no. I should do it every time, huh?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm doing it at the casino this week.
You should have just walked by him and then...
Fell down?
Yeah.
Took
like
it off.
With your leg all twisted around the other way so it looks like a freak accident.
And then like, so there was a lot of people and it's hard to like weave your way through the tables because it was fucking packed, which is awesome. Thanks to anybody who's listening and came to the show. It's been growing. But so I introduced this one chick and she comes and she's like, man, it's like going through Pan's Labyrinth trying to get up here to the stage. She goes, I can't believe how Terry just hops right through there. I was like, hey, no hop jokes tonight, all right? No hop jokes. And people were like, she's like, oh, only you, typical male, only you get to do the hop jokes. I was like, no, fucking PSDD, whatever, fucking dude. He was in the war. He's like 60. He's got friends with limbs. Friends with no limbs.
I was in here trying to find
Tell some... me something, Dave. What are you Fabulous, looking for?
I'm looking for some pictures that I'm going to go through here.
Right and, after Gats broke the mic stand, we were making jokes about Joey Belladonna and Freddie Mercury and former Quiet Riot singer... Kevin Dubrow, rest in peace. They all use the half mic stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I
what
thought,
about the guys who used the ones who had the bass as like a steering wheel?
Oh, fucking awesome.
Right.
Or if you've got like a big goat head on it.
Yeah.
Like King Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of King Diamond, I heard Pain Clinic has a new singer that sings high like King Diamond, kind of.
Right? He does.
Yeah. I haven't. Yeah. You guys, are they getting ready to record any new stuff? Or they're just.
They have two songs on the works. You can find them if you go to Pain Clinic at Reverb Nation.
Okay, cool.
Right? And, yeah. They have a
they're coming to Portland, dude.
Sweet.
Yeah. They're playing with Metal Church.
Yeah. Nice.
And Hatriot, which is former Exodus singer Steve Zetro.
Souza.
Souza.
Yeah.
From the few albums. He was on like four or five albums.
Yeah. He was a big part
after
of the album.
After Bailoff.
Yeah. The ones that
he's the does he still sing like that?
You betcha, bro. Right? Hatriot is like
sounds
great
like
stuff.
Exodus, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I would imagine it does. So that's going to be the 4th of July weekend. They're having a huge metal fest up there,
Vancouver,
and it's a tattoo convention or something.
I believe so. In Vancouver at the Vancouver Hilton or
the Hilton, dude.
Somewhere in Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah, right across the bridge from Portland. There,
sure.
Bunch of other bands, I think. Separation of Sanity, maybe?
Yeah, there's a few more, and they're still booking some bands and
Proven
getting it all together. But
Victims, I approached the guy, and he friended me back, but he didn't ever reply to my message. I told him how awesome we were. No, right? I didn't. And I just said, hey, we're a band. We were going to play. We've been playing these shows. This is what we do. We'd love to play. I didn't say I don't want to play on the 4th of July, though, because I really don't.
Yeah, and there's a big rumor, too, that coming soon, hopefully, we haven't really put everything in the works, but it's pretty sure that Anvil will be coming to Reno, Nevada. And
nice.
Oh, we're going to be play with Anvil here.
Dude,
real
they were
soon.
On Conan. They're a pretty big deal.
Right.
They have
right.
that movie. Did you watch that movie?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did, actually. I did. They did work hard for
I cried a little
a lot
bit when they got in the fight.
Burnt. Yeah, and then
in
they
the
got
middle,
burnt.
Mm. I was sad.
Yeah.
You ever watch it?
But then it turned into
the
a reality.
Anvil movie?
I didn't.
Dude, yeah. If you get a chance, you should. It's a good watch.
It's
a good watch. I enjoyed it. I traded a D.O. Holy Diver record, the regular one, for an Anvil picture disc. Metal on metal.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Six. It's weird. They say six, six, and then they say 666. So it's kind of like 66666.
Yeah, plus you add in more.
And then you say 666 again. So it's like actually six, eight sixes.
Wow.
Six times eight is 48. That's the devil's number. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
The infinite devil.
The devil. We're talking about religion. We're talking about agnostics. Are you an agnostic or are you an atheist? Are you a Jew?
I'm probably a little bit more agnostic. I just don't care.
Or you, yeah.
I never really...
You're like, I know there's a higher power, but I don't give a fuck about him.
Right.
Well, there could be or there couldn't be. I mean, you know, but Is it going to change the way I do things?
Do you believe more in aliens than God?
In aliens?
I mean, do you believe of the existence of aliens more than you would, like, if there was a percentage?
Sure, there's illegal aliens, right?
No, I'm talking about space aliens.
Oh, space aliens, other people from other planets? Sure, yeah. There's life out there.
The Anunnaki.
Do you think, whoa, what?
Yeah, the Anunnaki. Yeah.
You guys are fucking with me.
I want to be Anunnaki.
What's that?
They were the first people who came here from the skies and gave us the knowledge to actually build this stuff.
From the 12th planet.
You guys
they came to mine for resources, man, and then they got tired of doing it themselves, so they started mating with the hominids, and that's where we came from.
To make miners.
You guys are blowing my fucking mind right now.
You have the intranet, dude. You should look that stuff up.
But I didn't know. If you don't know about it, you can't look it up.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make more sense than, like...
Mick Moore's?
Yeah.
Anything?
They were the first genetic... Like scientists, kind of.
They came down. They were like demigods.
Yeah, sort of.
And then they just got tired of doing, why the fuck should we be doing this work? We're demigods, you know. Yeah. So they started procreating with other lesser life forms.
They made little miners, little hairless miners.
Yeah,
because they had to mine in the deserts.
Dude, I had sex with a miner.
A hairless miner.
Not a miner. A miner.
A miner.
I have to give props
black
to that.
Black coal disease?
Louis C.K.
Black coal
that's
lung?
Not mine, but that's fucking hilarious. He said that in his newest special. He's like, I had sex with a miner. And everybody's like, whoa. And he's like, not a miner.
We were digging in a
miner.
I watched an HBO special he was in.
Was that Oh My God?
No, it was called Talking Funny. I watched it on YouTube. It was Ricky Gervais with Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, and Chris Rock just talking about comedy.
I love those roundtable shits.
Yep.
It's everybody's take on funny.
They were pretty funny.
I heard Seinfeld killed it when he was at the Holt Center a couple weeks ago. Like, he killed a person in the audience.
He's been known to do that.
And he only said one cuss word, goddamn.
Yep.
Hour and a half, no cussing. Tears on faces. Dana's cousin went and saw him. It was expensive, though.
I can't imagine.
Plus, it got shit snowed in. He's got $800 million. $800 million.
Is he okay?
What is the deal? How did I get $800 million? I own 45 Porsches. It's like, fuck, dude, that's too many.
Right.
Who was it? I think it was Louis C.K. was talking about that, where... Jerry Seinfeld said using the word fuck is like a Ferrari of telling jokes. And Louis C.K. is like, what does he mean by that? Does he mean that it's a fast car? And then he realized Jerry Seinfeld grew up like with all these Porsches. To him, a Ferrari is like a piece of shit.
That's a good one. Careful with this.
Okay, just,
Calipuya diesel.
I know.
This is not green crack.
Right. I feel like I have the gods or something because I'm in these headphones and it's like we're all right next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes you want to look.
Yep.
Now what's happening?
We're at the beach.
No, it's raining.
It is?
This is
I have a little footnote of history on this day.
Oh, good. We like on this day in history.
Did you know on this day in history in 1734, a giant squid fell from the top of Sears Tower, splattering on the sidewalk?
True story.
What?
No
Breaking
one was
news.
Injured, but a few people were hit with chunks of giant squid squat.
How did he? Where did he fall from?
The top of Sears Tower.
Why was he up there?
He was on display there in 1734.
Suicidal squid.
Yep.
Jumping to his death. I like suicidal squids. That sounds like a band name, actually.
Yeah, he was tired of being on display up there because it was getting windy, man. Top
Stop
of Sears Tower.
At me. Suicidal squid.
On the flight down here, my wife, she had to go poop, so she went into the flight there. Does it go outside?
I think it sucks it out.
She said, does it go completely outside? And
pretty
I said,
sure it does.
Well, no, because I think there's so much internal pressure on the
that
inside.
It would suck your pussy out.
Yeah. Right? Well, it made me wonder.
On movies, it makes it look like it just goes.
Right?
It's like,
do they suggest that you stand up before you flush?
See, what they call it is the poop
I chute. Don't know if they do or not. I mean, of course, I mean, like, I never let my shit hang in those. I've done it one time, but, like.
I've never pooped on a plane.
I did. One time, I for some reason, I got stuck, and that's why I didn't know which
one. You got stuck?
Well, no, and well, I got stuck. I didn't
duke. In the flusher.
I didn't duke before takeoff.
Oh, okay.
Right, and it came on.
The shit out of you.
It came on, right? It came
all of a sudden, the Rolling Stones song was playing, and you're like, "Fucking Denzel Washington's my pilot. Yeah. He's on coke and he's flying upside down." No, my flights. What was it like? Only a 2-hour flight, though, right?
It's like 1 hour and 10 minutes. It was longer taxi time on both ends than it was in the air.
It's fucking awesome. We taxi down the runway. Runway. That's awesome.
Coming down just as you're getting up there, huh?
Right. And then the trip home from Portland was longer. It was like 1.5 hours long. It was longer than the...
Your dad came got you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the only flight I've gone to is from here to Vegas.
Right.
How's old Carl Loom behind the wheel these days?
Not real good, oh, Jerry. I don't know how long he should be behind the wheel.
Is he my dad's age? Is he 70 yet?
Oh, yeah. 72.
Ooh, he's got my dad beat by 2 years.
Right.
Well, you're about 2 years older than me, so we're about the same.
Right. So how does your dad fare behind the wheel?
He don't.
He don't?
He would. My mom don't let him. She's the driver, okay?
My dad don't have nobody not to let
Well,
him.
There you go. Poor we guy. Were just talking about Bill Isom over at the Brownsville Chevron. Old there. Bill. We're wondering when he's going to get taken his privileges away because he's been
running around him.
He's got a bright yellow truck, like the brightest yellow, brighter than a school bus, like bright yellow. And when you see that paint on someone's fucking shit, you're like, Bill? And he's like, what? He talks like a cartoon character, and he's short, and his fucking lip comes out like at an angle. It's like Beaker from the Muppets almost or something.
Keep your kids off the streets.
But he's like, don't be going into Chevron after 7 p.m. on a weeknight, because you might run into Bill Isom, or he might run into you.
You ever look up Beaker singing metal?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Does he do it?
Yeah, he sings metal all the time on YouTube.
Right.
So do the Muppets bands. Just like those death metal chickens or whatever.
Right. The death metal chickens, I've seen that.
Beaker metal. That's a band too, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Have you heard cricket metal though? You sure have heard that. Like cricket chirp metal, they call it. Where
they just rub their legs together for instruments?
I don't know. It's kind of a new thing, I think, but they put like break down mallcore music to like chirping and
wow,
stuff.
Beaker's a good death metal singer.
Yeah.
Right?
Fucking animal is doing a blast beat from
hell. Is that Evisceration Plague?
It's Despised Icon cover. It's not Despised Icon, it's Beaker. It's the fucking Beaker band, dude.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Fucking animal's got double bass with fucking pentagrams on it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they didn't let him play those on TV.
Yeah, those
that
got
was
edited
when
out.
They were on tour.
They were blurred out.
Yeah.
Is there any real ones where he's? Oh, there's one with Ralph the dog.
Right.
Deathcore Muppets. A Muppet death metal special.
Buddy. Some of them are from the Muppet guys, but Son of Muppet just died.
Son of Muppet.
You know what I'm talking about? Jim Henson's kid.
Oh. There's Beaker.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
They That's have enough of Beaker metal.
They have cricket metal, too. You can find that. Cricket chirp metal. Look that one up.
Cricket chirp?
Cricket chirping metal. All
right.
Try it.
What is the best best metal show you've been to as of late down there in Reno?
As of late, I would probably have to say the Toxic Holocaust show is a good one.
And who did they play with?
They played with another band.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't
and
remember.
And Josh Leese's band. And I can't think of the name of it right now, too. I'm drawing a blank, but I hit this. But yeah, that was pretty good. I've been to, like, Fear Factory, Megadeth. Got my Tool ticket. Yeah.
Tool ticket. That's cool. They're playing here on the 7th.
You should buy 8 of them and sold them on eBay for a bazillion dollars.
Right.
You can sell 3 for 900. Yeah.
Mine was 120, and I could probably triple my money.
You could triple your money.
Yeah.
And disappoint your honey. Is she going?
No.
She don't like Tool?
No.
Not a big Tool fan. I'm not a big Tool fan. But if you got acid, then you're good to go.
Yeah, I got acid. Good. I'm good to go, bro.
Because it'd be awesome to see Yob on the big stage. But they got a couple shows coming up in the Portland area, which I'm going to check out. So can't fork out that kind of money for Tool.
You think they should change the name of Portland to Protland?
Probably.
Switch the R and the O around.
What's the significance of the word
Nothing.
Okay, then they should, because that's what
just
they do.
Just for change.
Keep Prattling Weird.
Yeah.
Keep it weird by misspelling the fucking name.
Yeah, there's no other Prattlands, but there's other Portlands.
Port
seems like they would want to be different.
And you know, there's not a lot of Port. Now I can't even say Portland. There's not a lot of Prattlands.
Prattland, Oregon.
Prattland, Oregon. But yeah, I don't think we should change it.
No.
Then we'd have to change the show to Prattlandia.
It's a lot of it's a lot of voting.
They would have to
change
it
to
Prattlandia.
Do you know where, before we get off this, that we're already off of it, but we were talking about religion. You guys heard of that show? I think it's on the National Geographic Channel. It's called Snake Healers or something.
He died.
He did. He got bit by a snake.
He died.
And this can't
Jesus. Jesus finally said, you know what?
Quit fucking around. Dude. You guys, okay. A Kentucky pastor who was on the reality show Snake Salvation. He's supposed to have an ability to handle serpents because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
He died after being bitten by a snake, and then he refused treatment.
It's a fucking rattler.
They had the antidote.
At least he refused treatment.
He's like, no, Jesus will save me. Jamie Coots was a third-generation serpent handler. And
why would Jesus want to fuck with venomous serpents?
Well, because
dude,
listen,
he controls them. He loves
them. I'll tell
them.
You, in a Bible passage, it suggests that poisonous snake bite will not harm them as long as they are anointed by God's power. And if they don't practice the ritual of snake handling, they believe they're all destined for hell. So he's in heaven right now, laughing at all of us.
What?
At least I'm
on
hell.
If you were a snake handler and that was your thing, though, I mean, how? What other way would you want to go out?
Just like that.
You could go the same way with eating feces. Like, hey, look, I am anointed. I'm not going to get sick by eating the feces.
Because
if you keep eating Duke, you're going to get sick, bro. You're going to get off.
So there's a passage yourself
in the
onto
Bible
it, though.
That says
onto Duke. Well, maybe urine.
You could just eat like
urine
a little niblet a day, and then eventually
Duke is not the clean one. Urine, maybe, but not the Duke, dude. The Duke channel.
The Duke one and
a lot of bacteria.
It would be double Duke the second time around, right?
Well, let me tell you something.
After a while, it'd just be Duke Duke. It'd
well,
be
I'm
like
just saying
nothing.
It's like a snake bite. You know, you could do stuff for a while. But...
Well, yeah, well, there's probably a passage in the Bible that God said
it's
you
a
shall
number.
So
be
able... did Jesus bite him or the snake?
It was through the snake that
through
Jesus.
The snake.
The snake was anointed by Jesus. The handler was anointed by God. I don't know if you heard the story, but there's a statue
so
of Jesus that got struck by lightning, which is technically an act of God. God lashed out at his son, knocked his pinky off of the statue, and now Jesus is biting God's anointed snake handlers and sending them to heaven.
It's all making perfect sense.
I think there's a passage in the Bible that's right around that place where it said those two sisters roofied their dad and fucked him so they could keep the seed going.
Right,
right next to that story is a story about where God says, you shall eat shit, which it was a, you shall eat shit and you won't get sick. And
if
what he meant,
I
it wasn't literal.
You.
It meant read the Bible and believe it. If you're going to eat shit every Sunday, you won't die. Following Pastor Coots' series Snake Salvation, we're constantly struck by his devout religious convictions, despite the health and legal peril that he often faced. Those risks were often worth it to him and his congregants as a means to demonstrate their unwavering faith, and they were honored to be allowed such unique access to him and his congregation. The people on the show are sad because I think they're going to be canceled now.
How long was he a snake handler before he was
Oh, he's
bit?
A third generation since a kid. As a kid.
But he's one of the oldest mythological features.
He just got his own show recently, though.
So what does that make all the other people feel like? That he did something bad? He's hiding something now, though?
Well,
the,
he must
what
not
is there,
have, he must
Do they
not
still believe in the snake?
He must not have been anointed by God at that certain time.
Time.
Or something. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. Because
you could keep doing it as long, you know, but a rattlesnake bite anymore, if you have an anti-venom kit, you know, you can still beat it, but, you know, they don't carry the anti-venom kit.
You can fuck your daughter for every day for
eight months.
And
then,
she might get pregnant.
Right.
But she
you
might
know,
not.
One of the mythological serpents is Lawton.
Ooh, I used to play in a band called Lawton.
Yep.
Right.
And also Nidhogg Ladur.
Nidhogg Ladur?
We used to get called Ladon a lot, which is kind of feminine. Mm-hmm. Like Ladon.
Ladon.
Hey, coming up next Laden. Is Ladon.
I thought it was Laden.
See? That's more like a spoon. I'm going to Laden up some fucking heavy denim Laden metal for you.
Yeah,
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
He's a dragon, though.
Who? What? Sometimes
he guarded the golden apples.
Oh.
that Hercules came and got.
Oh, I forgot what you were talking about for a second.
Huh. Yeah.
So, hey.
That was our first lull.
Jason and the Argonauts came across them. You ever read that story?
Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah, yeah, he's looking at pizza now.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned those guys yet. Say whatever you want.
They're ready when you are.
They are, and Chris Salmon is a guy. His last name is a fish, but he's really cool. And
do not ask for salmon pizza.
They should have a salmon.
I don't think that he would appreciate that.
Well, now, every month, they're having a special right now. Every month of 2014, they have a different specialty pizza. The first month was...
Chicken cordon bleu pizza.
Well, that isn't really out of the crazy realm of toppings.
Now, this month is ham and cheddar with cheese whiz, triple beef.
Triple beef and beef cheese and whiz sauce.
This is pizza now we are talking about.
It is. They have a meteor pizza, which has big meteors on it.
Meatballs.
The meatball pizza.
Barbecue beef, pineapple, and red onion.
It's a porcupine.
Yep.
Pulled pork and pineapple.
Oh, man, it is good with their special homemade barbecue sauce. Woo!
And then they got the regular $5 pizzas, which are pepperoni, sausage, and cheese. They're ready when you
And they deliver.
They deliver.
They deliver.
You could get 3 pizzas and a soda delivered to your door for under $20.
Mm-hmm. That's 1705 Southeast Hill Street in Albany, Oregon.
That's right.
Exactly where it is.
Yep, right where there used to be another piece of shit.
Call anytime at area code 541-928-0900.
That's right. Visit their websites. Right. They got pizza-now.com.
Like everyone else, they have a Facebook
and a Twitter. You could tweet them.
Yep. I don't do Twitter.
You don't. You should tweet.
If you follow them on Facebook, though, there was 2 times last week they gave away free pizza bites with any pizza.
If you mention it, and free pizza bites are these fucking
dude. It's a lunch and
dude, they're dough balls filled with pizza stuff.
I have a $100 bill on that right now.
Dude, free pizza for us.
Let's go.
Dude, that's what because your rock star abilities are getting you free pizza. You're in town.
This is a first for me.
I know. We wanted you on the show before. It didn't work out.
It's hard to sit at a table and ad lib and do stuff.
Hey, it doesn't even matter what we say because we have, dude, only 49% of our listeners are from Oregon. We're listened to in China a lot. Hey, China. We don't want to offend anybody.
No, dude, there's a big thing I saw in the local paper that Chinese students are taking over Oregon, University of Oregon. It's like 1,600 enrolled over there now. And because of the one child law over there, you know, you can't have more than one child. Most of them are very well-to-do in the finances. And so they're coming over here, and in like a week, they're getting an apartment and spending up to sometimes like $150,000 that their parents gave them for a car.
Right. Just to get themselves rooted. It's cheap to live here.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Right?
I know. Can you imagine, like, you're just coming over to another country from college, and you get like, here's $150,000 for a car.
I'll take one of them piece of shit Ferraris. That's like the F word of comedy. Yeah.
But a lot of them, too, you know, they take they have to take a multi-day test to see where they can go to college. And a lot of times, if it's not the top university that they have over there, they look elsewhere.
Right. You know, I've got mixed emotions on that subject, but we won't go there. I owe money for student loans, and I didn't get to finish my courses because I didn't have money. Now I keep hearing a commercial on the radio. Are they garnishing your wages for student loans? Why, yes, they are. They're taking about $150 a month that I could use for other things, and they said they could get it down to like $25. That's way better than $150. I would have an extra $125 a month. Skrilla.
Skrilla?
You know what that is?
Money?
You got it. That's a hip-hop language up here in Brownsville, Albany area. Here's a question for you guys before we get any lullier. Would you have sex with Barbara Walters if you had a chance right now? She's 84. Baba Wawa. You know Barbara Walters?
She's 84 today.
Not
today.
No, not
she's
with 84. Her attitude.
It's not her birthday or anything. I just got a little story about her, about sex.
And, does she, I don't know, but her attitude, her disposition would probably say no for me.
Well, if she was, say, that's a fair answer. Say she was being nice to you, though, and coming on to you, and, like, giving you stuff.
Giving me stuff with her money, yeah, she
and
has.
And sucking on your wiener a little bit.
I would probably have to let her be, since I'm past the, I'm almost 50 myself, and I'm not, there's nothing I can do about it. So, yeah. Barbara, how old is she now?
84.
No.
You could build a time machine.
No.
There you go. There you go.
No.
Okay, well, she revealed on The View the other day that not only does she have a vibrator that she used, but its name is Selfie.
Selfie? Selfie the vibrator?
Selfie.
That's weird.
She should take a picture of her selfie.
And I, you know what, like I said at the beginning, not with her disposition, that's why she has a vibrator, because, yeah, yeah.
Well, she always was an investigative reporter.
Jenny McCarthy's the one that pulled it out of her. I mean, got her to talk about it. She pulled a vibrator out of her. She said if she asked Barbara Walters if she has more self-confidence and more self-love because she's older now. And Barbara Walters said, self-love? What do you mean self-love? She said, Barbara, are you talking about that vibrator of yours again? That's what Whoopi said. Whoopi. I call her Whoopi. But it's really kind of Whoopi, I guess. But I call her Whoopi.
Whoopi.
She said, how did you know? I call it Selfie. So.
Are you watching The View again?
No, I just saw a story about Whoopi, Barbara Walters. It said Barbara Walters and vibrator in the same headline, so I had to look at it. She's 84 and she's fucking herself.
How old's her vibrator?
Is Whoopi an African Jew?
I don't know how old it is. I don't know. I should Google that. I bet that
Goldberg.
That's not her real name.
Goldberg. Okay,
no,
there
no.
you go. An African Jew.
Whoopi Goldberg. Dude, no. Goldberg.
It's been a long time.
Everybody's on it.
Roll. Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg.
We used to play a game.
No offense.
Okay,
I just wonder.
You go to Google, I'll go to Bing.
I mean, I didn't mean to offend it, but that's Whoopi Goldberg. I just never.
I don't think that's her real name. I think her real name is Whoopi Pie.
Whoopi Moon Pie. Okay, here's the question.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to.
Her real name was born. She was born
is?
Karen Elaine Johnson.
Whoopi.
Karen Johnson. Just straight.
Now, here, check it out.
Karen Johnson.
Here's, when I type in the words, is Whoopi. Onto Bing, the first thing is Whoopi Goldberg gay.
Well, of course. That's the first thing I thought of.
Okay, is
she's,
Whoopi
no, she's,
Goldberg
I think she's
an
asexual.
African
she's a Metro.
Jew. Or did you say a Jewish African?
An African Jew.
When I type it in, it says, is whooping cough contagious?
Oh, here it brings me to the website called JewOrNotJew.com. Whoopi Goldberg.
You can pick people.
Yeah, you can. And,
you can. The Goldbergs.
Why not, she says.
I'm pretty sure that Goldberg is a dominant Jewish name. So
it totally is.
Yeah.
It totally is.
Yeah.
But,
have you seen the Goldbergs?
Yeah.
Her mother was Jewish.
That is with Jeff Garland.
And she claims.
And there's some funny
she claims,
people in there.
Whoopi claims that she herself is a Catholic Jewish girl and ran with it when she was younger. But her grandmother's name is Rachel Friedman, also
so,
Jewish.
No chip. So
no.
She is. There is.
So,
she's an African Jew.
She was not Jewish, but black. And yes, we know there are black Jews, which is not the case with her grandmother.
Yeah.
But it says Whoopi is not. She was just kidding when she said that. Whoopi is not a Jew, and we're fine with that. So, yeah, go check out JewOrNotJew.com. That's a weird fucking didn't know the thanks for that, Dave.
Right on.
Didn't know that existed.
You know, another good one is Guess Her Muff.
Guess
they
Her Muff?
show a picture of a chick, and then you guess how her muff looks, and you click the picture, and then it shows you how her muff looks.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't think that one's real. Because
I'm going there right now.
Are they movie stars? Was that?
Check this out. This is an anomaly. I typed in, what would you tell me to type in? What's her muff? Or what?
Guess Her Muff.
Guess Her Muff. You know what it took me to?
What's that?
RateMyPussy.com. Rate with a T. Rate with a T.
Rate it. Rate it.
And now, let's see.
You go right to that, huh?
I didn't think it was going to. Is your pussy hot or not? Turn on your webcam and have hundreds of random people rate your pussy live.
Rate it.
Rate, not rape.
Dude, no, rate it. R-A-T-E, right.
Do you want to know how sexy your pussy is compared to others? At RateMyPussy.com, we have eliminated the guesswork and can have hundreds of girls and guys tell you in real time whether your pussy is hot or not.
Yeah, you want to go to GuessHerMuff1.com with the numeral one.
Okay, because RateMyPussy swooped in on that one. Guess her mom.
Started off as a blog, I think.
Whose beef curtain is
someone
this?
Someone else. Yeah.
That's got to be Britney Spears.
That's a beef curtain.
When you type that all in as one word, it's like Gusher Muff.
Gusher
Muff. It looks like Gusher Muff. GusherMuff1.com. Yeah, my tag name is GusherMuff1 at AOL.
There you go.
Viewing all, guess her muff. Okay, that is a...
I'm going to smoke this here.
Yeah, figure. Scroll down, you'll see some pictures.
The Guess Her Muff game is available at vaginacology.com. And there are also phone apps for your iPhone called Guess Her Muff app.
Hmm.
Okay, that lady, I don't want to see what her muff looks like.
Right? She's trying to show you now all of a sudden.
So what do you get to guess?
What, you guess what their muff looks like and then click the picture.
Well, what,
just in your head you just guess?
What, yeah.
Like,
oh.
What does that mean? Does like the clitoris
you
hang
guess
low?
It?
Or
yeah, you're guessing just by the way she's looking in that lingerie.
Okay, well look. Do you tell me? I wish I could.
I hope people are playing along at home.
I can.
Okay, let me scroll down a little bit. See, I didn't want to see.
Okay.
Guess her muff. You can see part of her areolas picking
and,
out.
Oh, and then that's it. But
so I can see with her where her hands are. She's spreading her pussy lips apart right now.
Oh, then it's going to be...
I think it's going to be shaved.
Are we rating it on a 1
no,
to 10?
No, we're guessing what it looks like.
What it's
is
like.
Is it shaved? Is it,
is
got
it hairy?
Long lips?
Is it well kept?
Is it a
I'm
tight
I'm
going
to say it's pulled all apart to where we can like almost see her spleen.
You can see
all
her.
All right.
Okay, and do I just click on the picture?
Do we?
So.
I got it.
Wait, I got it. Hide this from my. I got all these.
I'm kind of
my
angry
computer's gonna crash now because I went to this.
You got the only
website.
View. I'm on the other side of the table. I'm tripping out over here.
I know. The suspense is intense.
It
isn't
is.
It?
It's killing me.
Well, gonna,
I don't even
want
to see. I'm gonna have you describe it to us when we're done because I don't even want to see what it. I just want to keep the imagination real right now.
It's not giving me the full shot.
Well, then that's it.
Oh, here we go.
I think there it is. On. I say it's wide open.
Vaginacology.com. Dude, my computer is going to crash because I'm...
Yeah, see...
Oh, we had a good run, kids, but our website's not here anymore. Oh, darn it.
Right?
All right,
the
well,
download content is horrible on that.
I would suggest that you guys do not go to those websites
because you'll
have a... Not only will you get a virus in your vagina,
right.
You'll probably have a virus in
but
your...
Stay off the computer and imagine what it looks like.
That's right. We know you have to listen on a computer sometimes to our show, but you don't always have to.
Because...
Yeah. All right, so we talked about Barbara Walters.
I wonder what Kirsten Wiig's vagina looks like.
Do you?
I love Kirsten Wiig.
Did you watch The Spoils of Babylon?
I don't think I have.
Dude, you got to watch it. You will love her even more.
She is one of my
It's a corny spoof of like 70s miniseries like Of Mice and Men and those shows, Rich Man, Poor Man.
Right.
And it's got her and like Tobey Maguire, I think. I don't know.
All right. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are funny, but to me, she's the real deal.
She's the bee's
one.
Knees.
She is to me, dude.
Right
I think
on.
She's one of the
she's
best,
very funny,
best
yes.
comedians.
And she
around,
wrote that maybe. Whole Bridesmaid. She's pretty smart.
Right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. And at the time, she has to work with the comedy and get it out
Did you
there.
Know we were talking just last week, I think, about Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady. You know Jerry Lewis. He still claims that women are not funny. There's not they should not do comedy. They're not
well,
funny.
If now, when I was a kid, I laughed at maybe his movies.
He's not funny.
He's not funny whatsoever.
Dude, when you're four, he's hilarious. Hey, lady.
The only people who laughed
running
at him.
Around
hasn't
the,
even
dude,
done
you know
a
what
movie.
Happened? Frank Sinatra and then were hammered drunk and they laughed at him one night and he was in.
Yeah,
that's
I'm with
it.
Dean Martin. So,
then he held, you know.
You got a crazy guy and a drunk guy. That's
dude,
hilarious.
Right?
That's
right.
At every bar.
I think it'd be... Right. I think it'd be funny. I think it'd just be funnier to hang out with the walking dude 24/7 than it would be to hang out with like Jerry Lewis.
And speaking of crazy dudes, there was also a heckler at the Bleeping Funny on my buddy Max Brockman who never gets heckled because of a Nickelback joke. There was a Nickelback lover in the audience.
Yeah,
what's that noise?
It's the crash sound. It's your CD player on the hum. The hard drive.
Yeah, is your fan going on overdrive?
You got a bug in the fan.
Got a bug in the fan.
Oh, it's a piece of paper in my. I thought that was a bee in here for a second. Right? Dustin has bad ears, so he couldn't hear it.
I thought we were about to see smoke roll.
It was from that porn website that I accidentally went to.
I thought
it was fucking
away
rate
from
my
those sites.
Or I'm like, guesshermuff.com. All of a sudden, I'm at ratemypussy.com. I got fucking pop ups coming up left and right. Want to fuck this?
Just
hi, I'm
it.
5 miles away from you, and I want to fucking suck your dick. It's okay.
Coming over.
How do I know you're real?
You're not a dude.
You know that song Dogs by Pink Floyd?
Yes, I love that song.
You know that solo in there? Epic solo.
Yeah.
You know, that was a Telecaster.
What?
Yeah.
Gilmore was playing a Telecaster? I thought he was a Strat dude.
Yeah, he used a Telecaster and an Esquire, too.
Really?
Huh. Esquire?
But his beat-up looking Esquire was used on his self-titled album.
Is that like a fancy Squire?
And the studio version of Run Like Hell.
You better run.
He used as a Esquire.
Run.
Hey, are you saying an Esquire or a Squire?
Run.
An Esquire. It's like the Telecaster with the one pickup, the early, like the broadcaster kind of thing.
Oh. Didn't have a flip switch. Like,
yeah. And he used a Sunburst Telecaster for all the guitar solos on the Dogs.
Well, I bet you could drop any old pickup in there that you want and make it sound fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got the fucking the touch. Gilmore's solos were always awesome. And I know that Hans agrees with that because Hans is often caught listening to some Pink Floyd or Roger Waters, David Gilmour. And that's when we get to this point right here. What's in Hans's CD player? We do this every day here, Dave. And that's when we tell you what's in Hans's CD player.
Black Sabbath?
No, we just use this for some background music because we had another song that was on.
Oh, yeah.
We used to say, what's in Hans's CD player? To another Sabbath song, but my Kindle is fucking on the fritz right now. So.
Yeah, it's never Bobby Flay, though.
I'm sitting in my mind and I'm thinking, what would be in Hans's CD player
it's
right
tough
now?
To guess because
I'm going
to
guess right now.
I couldn't. You guys really.
It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your minds because it's not.
I'm going to guess, and this would blow your mind
five,
if it was
five.
In there. I'm going to guess. Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Maroon 5.
That would blow me away.
Are you a Maroon 5 closet fan? He's like, I love the voice. So you said Public Enemy.
It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
And he said Maroon 5, some dumbass album.
Because I haven't seen him in forever.
Now this seen Maroon 5 in forever?
No, Hans.
Oh.
Well, guarantee. I guarantee he probably doesn't even know what the fuck we're talking about right now.
Yeah, right.
He's like, isn't that a color in like red jello? Maroon
in
number
the crayon
five.
Box.
Exactly. That was Maroon number 5.
The one
five.
You're not supposed to eat.
He's going old school. Kind of old school blues from Texas. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, I thought it was still up to the blues. I still thought it might be Public Enemy.
Couldn't stand the weather is what he's right. Or was that the other day?
That was last week.
Okay, sorry, Hans. We got you messed up. That was
I remember
day.
That. Maybe he got it stuck in his CD player.
Nope. He took it out and he replaced it because we've been on the fritz. We've been in and out. We have missed some shows, so I apologize for that.
I was
Hans,
on Fritz
don't get
the
scared.
Cat.
He's listening to a band that I actually played a show with in San Antonio, Texas. I played in San Antonio, Texas.
Steve Goldberg.
Nope, it was Whoopi and the fucking Termites. No, it was Zoe Roaster.
Zoe Roaster.
Zoroaster.
Zoro or Zor?
Zoe Roaster.
Zoe Roaster.
That's how I say it.
That reminds me of that...
He's listening to the album Matador, by
that,
the way.
At this time.
The Iron Sheik was going off on Darius Rucker the other day on Twitter.
Darius. He was Hootie.
I know.
He was Hootie.
He just like, came to Brownsville.
You really jabroni, go fuck yourself, nice. Or whatever he says all the time.
We didn't see him. He played at the fucking Brownsville Country Music Festival.
Yeah.
Darius motherfucker Rucker.
Yeah. Darius Rucker.
And there's a...
And Iron Sheik wasn't there.
So he don't like him then.
I don't know what was going on.
Because they have a game sometimes on that At Midnight where they ask you if Iron Sheik likes him or not. They'll mention something. What?
Hulk Hogan is back.
Back from where?
He's in wrestling again.
Dude, Roddy Piper's back, too.
He can't wrestle. He doesn't have any more spine.
He is in there.
All right.
He's go-
Before I forget,
no joke.
I like to share with everybody, too, what I'm listening to. And I've been listening to some albums. Dave came over today and saw it lying on my floor. I was listening to Biermacht by Wehrmacht on vinyl. So I got the vinyl. It's not my CD player anymore. It's back to what's on Terry's record player. So that's going to be cool.
Right on.
Is it the wrestling album?
No, no. I was listening to the Saturday Morning Cartoon alternative album. Which
was it
cool.
Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet?
No, have you been listening to that?
No.
Why do you keep mentioning that? Are you?
Because those
Chuck
are their
D
two
kick?
Biggest albums, aren't they?
Well, you like fucking Flava Flav.
Yeah. He wears that Viking helmet, which is kind of cool. Right.
Really?
And you always know what
time
it is whenever you're hanging
exactly.
out with
them.
I never know what time it is when I'm hanging out with Flava Flav. I just don't.
Here it is, Hulk Hogan.
He's back.
It's back. It's news.
6 year after 6 years, he's
after
going to host.
Host. I knew it wasn't going to wrestle.
WWF.
Yeah, he will host the WrestleMania 30, and then he's probably going to talk trash.
Let me tell you something, brother. I will fucking not fight you because I'm old and I had a reality show for like 4 years.
And I just pooped a little.
Oh, I got to go wipe my ass.
And I just
shouldn't have said brother so intently.
That's what the 60
guy
now.
That's what the guy that fucking did at Denny's. I didn't tell you about that. We had a comedy show at the Denny's Lounge. We've been having one every month. And there was a fist fight after the comedy show. And then I went out and paid the other comic. And the guy's like, oh, I didn't know it was him. And I was like, hey. And he's like, it's a fucking comedy show. Make me laugh, motherfucker. And I'm all, you just missed a fist fight inside. And he's like, I am the fist fight, brother. Look at my fucking knuckles. He turned into Hulk Hogan. He's like, you know what else, brother? And he took his hat, put it on his head. He's like, brother, I always fucking win. I always fucking win.
Yeah.
All right, dude. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
And he did.
He just assaulted another man.
So we have comedy shows to bring people joy, and they fight.
Right.
It's awesome.
That's what I mean, you're talking about the heckler, and sometimes the heckler. Do you ever worry?
Oh, we
like,
got so mad about the Nickelback joke, dude, because Max Brockman's lovely joke about he doesn't walk any certain way unless he's listening to music when he listens to hard rock.
Which song, Aerosmith?
No, when he walks fast, or he goes, when he listens to hard rock, he walks fast. When he listens to alternative, he walks slow. And when he listens to Nickelback, he walks off a fucking cliff. And the guy's all grumble.
Like,
and then he goes on to the next joke, and some bitch like talks during his punchline, and he goes, dude, you just totally ruined my joke. And the guy's all, it's a dudette. And he's like, well, dudette, you ruined my joke. And he's like, well, why don't you walk off a fucking cliff? And Max is all, why don't you walk off a cliff? And he's like, well, we went and seen Nickelback, and we like him. We're like, that was two jokes ago, dude. Now you're fucking going to talk about it? And he's like, you like Nickelback? And he's like, yeah, I do. And he's like, well, then you should walk off of a cliff.
But they can't just come to a show, though, and like just laugh, but they got to actually.
And then he told him you should die.
You
and then
should
when Max,
die.
And he's a reserved guy, and he got off the stage, he goes, my girlfriend just told me that I told that guy he should go die. And I go, you did. And he's like, I don't even remember what I was saying, really. He's like, I don't think I've ever been heckled like that before, and I just went into, like, anti-heckle mode.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
I got some sports news.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
What's happening with sports?
Just off the press.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The Iron Sheik says, the Greg Oden break his ass when he take a shit.
I'm Brick Tamlin.
I'm Brick Tamlin.
Does he break his ass when he take a shit?
That's how fragile he is, I guess. Maybe he got injured again.
Huh.
I was curious, does anybody know, I would like to find out if the Ronda Rousey won the UFC fighter.
This is what Iron Sheik said about that match.
He doesn't want to know.
The Iron Sheik said about this match, the camel toe or the camel clutch?
Ah, the camel clutch.
That's gross, dude.
Ronda Rousey was fighting another
guy. He was
guy
at that, fight ringside when he said, where the fuck my cold beer tonight, you dumb son of a bitch?
He's pissed, dude. Why is he always so fucking mad? So when was that fight?
Yesterday?
Today's Sunday, yeah, Ronda Rousey. I can't remember the other lady, but I'm sure the other lady lost. Because that's like one of the meanest ladies I think I've seen on the planet in a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of aggression in there that it makes me want to watch it. I almost went for the pay-per-view pot, but then I thought, if it's $45, no thanks. I'll watch it later, like everything else.
Yeah, that's just too much money to pay to watch girls beating each other up.
Be able to get it off the internet here real soon.
Was that in Vegas?
I think it was, actually. Huh. Ronda Rousey.
I'm trying to find out if she won or not, but...
Right, dude?
I think she did win, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Iron Sheik tweeted at Hannibal Buress.
Dude, I just watched the whole 2012 special of his last night. What'd
he says,
say?
Kush Bubba, call me.
That's cool. I love Hannibal, man. He's funny. He's way funnier than I thought. He had some. I was like LOLing on my couch last night, and my wife kept looking in there like, what are you doing? And I'm like, ah, I'm laughing. Dude, this fucking dude is funny. He was at the Wow Hall not too long ago. Ian Carmel opened for him.
You guys ever listen to Mitch Hedberg and shit?
Yeah. Guess what? Today, today is Mitch Hedberg's birthday. I was going to skip celebrity birthdays, but he's dead. He would be the same age as I'm going to be on my birthday, 46, if he was still around.
Rest
I was
peace,
just listening
Mitch.
To some Mitch earlier this week. As a matter of fact, that guy is hilarious.
He is.
Yeah. It's a not care kind of funny that you just can relate
like,
to.
Yeah. I used to do drugs.
Right?
I still do them.
The iron,
when I have them.
The Iron Sheik likes Pineapple Express better movie than The Notebook.
Well, me too. Right? But Pineapple Express.
He listed one movie better than The Notebook because that's what he always says about a movie. And it was the same movie I was fucking watching on AMC. I can't remember which one it was. But it was kind of weird knowing that Iron Sheik was doing the same thing I was.
What was he doing? Watching The Notebook?
No, it wasn't The Notebook. It was something like that.
I hate The Notebook, dude.
Put an extra button there.
It's like a three-hour movie.
I've never seen it.
My daughter keeps putting it on our DVR, and that takes up 3 hours of fucking valuable space on the fucking DVR. And then she's like, every time I watch it, I cry. And I said, well, then why do you want to watch it? Fucking why are you crying? She's crying during American Horror Story. I haven't got into that yet. I watched the first season when it was on. Did you watch it, American Horror Story?
Yeah,
did
I watched
watch
all of them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you cry?
During American Horror Story?
Yeah.
No.
Well, good. You passed the test.
Yes.
Because I didn't cry either.
I don't watch it.
You don't?
No.
Do you watch Walking Dead?
No.
No?
Breaking Bad.
Did you watch Walking Dead this last week?
You relate to Breaking Bad a lot more.
You watched it since that one time, too, when I said... I was kind of hoping Carl died.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna in that episode.
No, I watched it a little bit. Yeah.
But I watched the next episode.
He should have learned, though, don't you think, that the only way he was gonna learn was to die in that scenario?
Did he die?
No, he didn't.
No. He's the boss now, right?
No, he's the
little Carl.
Kid.
No, yeah, I know.
He thought he was for a while.
No, he has a
but
cowboy
he had
hand.
A humbling experience that kind of set him back.
They almost touched him, bit him.
Oh, they did. They were
fucking on him. He
they
was
were
fucking
on his heels.
Being all thinking he was badass and play around with them, leading them around and stuff, and then gets himself trapped in between a few of them. And
it was a close call.
It was.
And then I thought Rick was dead for a while when he was yelling at his dad and he wouldn't answer. And then they didn't even show anybody except for those guys on that episode. And then this last episode I watched, which was not Sundays because we haven't gotten there yet, but it was like they focused on Daryl and fucking... Herschel's daughter.
Daryl.
Everybody loves Daryl.
Right? He never runs out of gas.
Yeah. What about his brother Larry and his other brother Daryl?
And Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that we are going to get out of here and go fucking get some pizza now.
Pizza now.
We'd like
Ready
to
when
thank
you are.
Our awesome spilling sponsors.
Because we love
now.
Pizza.
Also, check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com. That's where you can see all of our episodes, fucking 260-some episodes. And also, if you have some Amazon shopping to do, please go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link. It's on the left. And then when you go do your shopping, we'll get a little kickback, and that'll be cool.
Hell yeah.
Let's see what else.
Bubble Boy better than the movie Beaches. That's what he said, because I was watching Bubble Boy at that same time.
I saw
Comedy
Bubble
Central.
Boy the other day.
Iron Sheik!
Yeah, see, you were watching on Comedy Central too?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
The same
you,
thing
me, and Iron Sheik, dude.
Right. We're at home so much that we watch the rotation of the movies that come around every
dude,
once in a
while. Fucking Braveheart was on for the 80th
time
on AMC this fucking earlier. Then, I was like, God damn it, I don't want to see that movie.
Are they
again.
Doing them back to back now? Another one that plays them like it ends, and then right there, it's like, what? It starts. Again for the second time.
Yeah,
they did it a lot with the Lord of the Rings and ruined it. Killed me. Yeah.
Or a marathon of a show and then it ends up being like 8 days.
Right.
You know, fucking.
And the first day is all day of one episode. And then the next day is all day of this next episode when they could just go back to back.
Yeah. You know, as far as the Walking Dead, they're not even halfway to where the comic book is today. Yeah. And they're not even done doing the comic book. So what's that going to be, like a 15 to 20 season show?
They won't finish
the
it.
The internet is one more thing that killed the comic book. It killed, you
They're
know,
not going to finish
the
it.
The camera. They're not going to finish it.
They'll just go as long as they need to go, and then they'll stop. Until the ratings go down, and then they'll stop.
Oh, wouldn't until that be the weird? Zombies come.
Wouldn't that be weird if they went 15 seasons?
It would be.
That'd be fucking pretty awesome, actually. But, I forgot to tell you guys, and I want the listeners to know, if you have a chance tomorrow on Tuesday at about 4 p.m., between 4 and 5, I'll be on KFly 101.5 on The Donkey Show.
On Tuesday? On
Tuesday, between 4 and 5. You can listen out of state, out of mind, anywhere on TuneIn Radio. It's an app on your phone. You can listen to KFLY 101.5 FM. I'll be talking about my upcoming show at the casino. So, and making jokes with those boys on the radio. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going on the radio again, you guys. I made it.
Made it.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Dave. We're going to go get some pizza, and we'll be back on Wednesday to screw your ear holes some more.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll
maybe we'll play our rap song for Dave.
Right on.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Rock on.
Metal.
Hey, all you taggots. That's what we call you. Thanks for listening, and we're going to tell you some shows coming up now that you should probably go and see or go be on, because we've got some open mics here. If you should try your hand at open mic comedy every other Monday night at Taylor's Bar and Grill in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show with the guys from K-Fly Radio. If you're not funny, they'll gong you, and that's always fun. Or you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. at the Capital City Theater with your host Jared Richard. It's $5 to get in unless you're performing, and then it's free, and it's a great little venue for comedy. It's awesome. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, it's 9:30 with Mac Chase. He also does the Friday Kush Cafe open mic in Eugene at 1235 Railroad Boulevard. That's at 9:30 for signups, 10 o'clock show. And every Thursday at the Green Room right next to Doc's Pad at 710 Willamette, you got the Green Room open mic every Thursday at 8 o'clock. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to go and do comedy. We're going to have an open mic after the show this Friday on the 28th at Denny's Lounge in Albany, there on Spicer, right off the freeway, off I-5, exit 233. It will be Isaac Paris, Jason Eifler, Daniel Caceres, and myself. And it starts about 9 o'clock, and it's going to be free, or you can give a $5 donation or something like that, whatever you prefer. March 2nd, Bill Cosby is coming to the Holt Center in Eugene. He's super old, so this will probably be like the last chance you ever get to go see him. And because he is old, it's an early show, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. at the Holt Center, you can go see Bill Cosby at his Jell-O Pudding Pop. Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the fourth year in a row for his annual 420 show. It's always a day late with that dude. It's April 21st at the Wow Hall. Doug Benson, Brian Regan, also in March, I think, is coming to Salem. So we got some top-name touring comedians coming to the area. Check out your internet services for that. I had a great list of things here, and somehow it got all fucked up. But that's okay. Death Angel is coming this week here to the Hawthorne Theater, Portland. Local band Kingdom Under Fire will be opening the show. Tickets are $16 in advance, $20 at the door. March 17th, The Sword with Big Business at Hawthorne, $20 and $25 tickets. Carcass is March 30th at the Hawthorne Theater with Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and a couple other bands. $25 in advance, $20 at the door. In case you had tickets for Loudness, they've canceled their entire tour, so bummer. Jason Moser's band does not get to open for Loudness now. Roudness. So you can get your refunds there wherever you bought your tickets. May 3rd, Nile is coming to the Hawthorne Theater, and our buddies World of Lies are opening that, also with Seasons of Suffering from over there in the Bend area. Tickets are only $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Let's see if I can find any more shows. I had some more, but my list got screwed up. I'll be doing, at the end of March, the 28th, we'll have the Denny's Comedy Show every last Friday of the month, so we don't have the lineup scheduled yet because it's quite a ways out. But I think Godflesh is coming to Portland soon, and B.B. King is coming to Salem. There's all kinds of good stuff going on. So I think Chelsea Peretti at the Hawthorne Theater, Intronaut, Queens of the Stone Age at the Keller Auditorium, already sold out in one day. So lots of good stuff to do. Go do it, you guys. Don't just sit at home. Go enjoy some local and national entertainment. And then when you get home, you can listen to the Terry and Gadge Comedy Show some more at tedcastpodcast.com. Or you can listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, any of those. any way you do it, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you later.